The dead rise again. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. One time a priest was called to a woman's house, and when the priest was there, she explained to him that she thought that there was a fortuna in the house. A fortuna is a thing which is used in witchcraft in order to cast a spell or to cause demonic influence over people. And so the priest asked her, well, where do you think it is? And she said, I think it's under the couch. So he moved the couch and it wasn't there. And so he moved the couch back. And then he said, and then she said, well, I think it's behind the refrigerator. So he moves the refrigerator and then he sees it's not there. So he moves the refrigerator back and she says, I think it's on the roof. And he said first, when you find out where it is, let me know and I'll come and I'll take care of it. So she says, no, Father, please go up on the roof. So he goes up on the roof and he finds there that the gutters are lined with the fortunae. So he gathers them up and he brings them down and he puts them in a bag and he puts them in his car. He has to go to a baptism, and on the way to the baptism, from some fluke, he finds that his car is literally, as he's going down the highway, underneath a semi-tractor trailer. Every single inch of that car was shredded, with the exception of that which is right around the priest. This last week, we saw in a mall here in our own hometown that 8 people were killed due to an unfortunate series of events. And what is the moral to the story? The moral is the story that those to whom don't think they're going to die maybe end up dying that very day. Whereas in the case of the priest, you would think he would have died given the events, but he did not. And this proves that we know not the day or the hour. This means, of course, that because we do not know the day or the hour, we must avoid all mortal sin because of the fact that we do not want to die and possibly lose our soul. It is spiritual suicide for someone to commit mortal sin and place themselves in a position by which they might lose their soul. When a person commits mortal sin, he should get to confession as soon as possible. But this brings up the issue of frequent confession. There are reasons in which people should frequently go to confession, and I want to review a few of those, so that by having the habit of frequent confession, they will, in fact, always make sure that they are prepared to face God. The first is that through this frequent confession, we receive sacramental graces to help us to overcome sin. And for those who are suffering from habitual grave sin, the sacramental graces will help them to avoid that sin in the future. This is why those who are suffering from habitual grave sin should go at least once a week or as often as is necessary in order to break the habit. Frequent confession helps us to stop falling deeper into venial sins. Sometimes people will say, well, I just have a laundry list, and so I feel a little silly going in every week with the laundry list. And I tell them, bring it in. Bring the laundry list in. And the reason being is because if you don't confess the sins on that list, then you will not receive the sacramental graces, and it is entirely possible that you will fall into worse sins or that you will fall into this sin even more often than you do. Frequent confession helps us to build a habit of penance, so then as one is dying, he will be disposed to being penitential, that is, to seek the forgiveness of his sins. Pope Pius XII, who went to confession every day, had a number of different reasons why he said frequent confession was salutary. One, he says, for a constant and speedy advancement in the path of virtue. That is, those who go to confession regularly are more likely to advance in virtue more rapidly. Two, for by this means, that is, frequent confession, we grow in a true knowledge of ourselves. If we are making frequent confessions, it means we're examining our conscience, which means we're dealing with the reality of who and what we are. Three, we grow in Christian humility. Penance is the sacrament of humility because we have to go before the minister of God and confess our sins in humiliation because of the fact that we have to reveal our lowliness to him. This humility, of course, is not judging ourselves greater than we are. And so nobody who goes to confession regularly over the long haul will suffer from pride. That is, if he is making devout confessions. For by frequent confession, bad habits are uprooted. 5, spiritual negligence and apathy are prevented. This basically means that it avoids complacency. By going to confession regularly, the person is still trying to advance in their spiritual life. Whereas when you see people stop going to confession, it usually is a sign of spiritual complacency or sloth. 6, the conscience is purified. And by this we mean the person has a clear conscience because their sin no longer is imputed to them, and so it doesn't bother them as much. And also by virtue of the fact that it will give a person a sensitive conscience. By going to confession regularly, he's more likely to keep track of his sins or trying to avoid sins because of the fact that he doesn't want to have to take them to the confessional. 2, by frequent confession, the will is strengthened. And this is by virtue of the fact that it becomes habituated in seeking the good or in admitting that it's false, but it also receives grace, actual grace. Salutary spiritual direction is obtained by going to frequent confession. Lastly, Pope Pius XII says, grace is increased by the efficacy of the sacrament itself. This increase is in sanctifying grace. Those who are in the state of grace make a confession of devotion and confess their venial sins actually receive an increase in sanctifying grace. So it's one of the principal means by which we grow holier, as well as it is an assurance of actual grace in relationship to the sins which the person has confessed, and so it is an assurance of God's aid to avoid these sins in the future. Some also observe that by going to frequent confession, there is a solitary self-control which is obtained. And this is because of the fact that a person is trying to get his life and his disorders under control. And also we become more sinless and subject to God by going to confession regularly. So you would wonder, because frequent confession has so many advantages, which we've seen, but even more, why people don't go. And I think there is a number of different excuses. Sometimes you hear people say, well, the church's precept is that you only have to confess mortal sins once a year. And this is true. That is what the church or the precept is. But quite frankly, if a person is only going to confession once a year and then only to confess his mortal sins, he can hardly make a claim to trying to advance in his spiritual life. The same can be said for those who only go before Christmas and Easter, that is about every 6 months. A good Catholic should normally go about once a month, and more often if they are trying to advance in the spiritual life or trying to conquer some particular sin. Some will say things such as, I don't want to bother the priest. Well, quite frankly, we wouldn't be sitting in the confessional every single day before Mass if we did not want people to come to confession. It is the job of the priest, when it comes to confession, to be bothered. Some will say, I don't have anything to confess, or I'm too old and I never sin. Well, even the just man, Scripture tells us, sins 7 times a day, and this is a lack of sensitivity of conscience. Unless one is the Blessed Virgin Mary, or one of those confirmed in grace, I guarantee you have at least some defects that need working on, and those should be brought to the confessional. Pray to your guardian angel and to the Holy Ghost. Because the guardian angel has to deal with you day in and day out, he has plenty to let you know about what your defects are. So if you ask him, he'll let you know. Then there are those who simply don't want to amend their life. They know if they go to confession, they have to amend their life. They have to stop the particular sin that they're committing, particularly if it's grave, and they may have some attachment to it. But this is a sign to them that they're not being penitential. They should be trying to seek to be sorry for the sins that they are committing. Some will say, well, the priest is simply too young. Well, to this, there is a twofold response. One is that a priest has a formal education, and so he does know some of the basics that will help people get out of sin. The second thing is there is also a thing called the grace of state. The priest, in being a confessor, receives graces from God to help the penitent. And that doesn't mean every time a penitent goes in, the priest is going to give him this divinely inspired information. But it means, though, that there are times when the priest will receive the graces because of his state in order to help the person, and we should have confidence and make use of that grace which the priest receives. Some will say, well, they know the priest, and so they feel embarrassed by confessing their sins to him. This is just a case of human respect. The fact of the matter is that the priest, usually after 1 month of being a priest, having heard confessions on a regular basis, has heard 99.9% of all kinds of sins that people are committing. So, and they usually hear them from the best of people, incidentally. And so they should never worry about the fact that the priest is going to judge them negatively or take that with him. The other thing is a priest also receives the grace of forgetfulness so that virtually all, not all, because there's always those which are somewhat of note, but virtually all the sins which people commit, the priest forgets almost the minute the person walks out of the confessional. Some will say that the priests give too harsh of penance. Well, first, I think that there has been, in my own estimation, too slackening of penance as of late. Now, I'm not advocating going back to the penances that were given in the early church, where people had to do penance for 7 years before they received absolution. What I'm saying, however, is that one Hail Mary for someone who's leading a habitual life of mortal sin is hardly sufficient. And this is meant in the sense that the priest has an obligation before God to render justice to God, that he gets at least something in restitution for the glory that was stole from him by virtue of the people's sin. But there is a better side to look at it, however, or something that is more inspiring, so to speak. Whenever you perform your penance from your confession, you receive the graces of the sacrament for that. So that the more penance that you receive, the more graces you will receive by doing that longer penance. Now, the priest doesn't want to give people too long of penance because then it becomes too onerous and we don't want people to lose heart. But some people are actually in the practice of actually asking the priest for a more severe penance so that they can receive more graces for it. Some prefer not to go to the old rite priest for various reasons, but there are, in fact, advantages to receiving absolution in the old rite or the form of the old rite of absolution. First, we need to parse out a principle. The principle states, well, in Latin it's agere sequere esse, which means that our thing acts according to the nature of the thing. But in prayer, this basically means that prayer begets what it signifies. The nature of the prayer determines what we're going to get from it. And this means that what we get from the old rite of absolution, which is a prayer which the priest says, is going to be different from what they get in the new rite. Now, let's be clear about one thing, however. The new rite is perfectly valid. There is nothing contained in the rite itself which is abhorrent to God. In and of itself, it is a good prayer. What is being said here, however, is that there are certain things which are petitioned in the old rite of absolution which are not in the new rite. One of them is that the person is led to eternal life. Also, the priest asks God to grant a threefold absolution. The first is that he, in one of the prayers of absolution, he asks for absolution, and this is acquittal of the blame of the sins. It's a loosening of the bonds of sin, or we become free from the sins by asking for the absolution. Second, he asks for an indulgence in relationship to this, and this means that by his petitioning this, the person receives a remission before God for the temporal punishment due to the sin. Last, the sin is remitted, that is, the sin is forgiven. Now, the new rite, of course, asks for the remission of the sins, but it doesn't ask for the loosening of the bonds nor of the indulgences. Second, the priest asks for the bonds of excommunication and interdict to be lifted or broken. Then the priest also says, may the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merits of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all the saints, and also whatever good you do and evil you endure, be cause for the remission of your sins, increase in grace, and the reward of everlasting life. He is specifically asking for things to be granted to you, which unfortunately is missing from the new rite. Again, the new rite is perfectly valid. It's a good form. But people will receive graces above and beyond the normal sacramental graces by virtue of the fact that the priest is praying for the penitent or over the penitent for these things. Lastly, it is my own impression that there simply are not enough confessions here. Well, there is clearly more confessions than there are in other places. And, however, there are places where there's not as many confessions here. If people were going to confession once a month, or even more to root out mortal sin, And because traditionalists should have a strong devotion to things like the devotions of the first Friday and first Saturday, they should be getting to confession once a month, which means that the number of confessions we have here should almost be twice as many as they are. This is Advent. It's a penitential season, which means we should be receiving more confessions as well. And so I would encourage you to have a strong devotion to the sacrament of penance so that God may render to you the graces which will help you to advance in your spiritual life. Do not become negligent or complacent in your spiritual life, but confess often. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.